Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Dr. Horowitz, welcome back to WOL Radio.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Carl. Always a privilege and a pleasure to join you.
Always a pleasure to have you. You were one of the first who identified the viruses that are out there, emerging viruses. The title of your best-selling book, you talked about Ebola and Zika before people even knew what they were. But it was already chronicled in your book. But now you tell us about music. You were saying that somehow they can engineer the music that can influence our emotions.
Yes, sir. You know, when I presented my work exposing the man-made origin of AIDS by the federal government of the United States in Africa, I attended in Gabon, a multi-state nation-state of Africa, and there I presented, and the issue that came up was not so much what they did, what the white Anglo-Saxon genocidalists have done, but what are the solutions? And it really is a very, very lifts my heart to hear your last speaker, your last guest, and your callers talk about the solution that I'd like to talk about today, because it deals with the music. It deals with what this whole concept of the pervasive media and the music that has defined the African male, but more than the African male, it's defined every single one of us. And I think that that's a critical subject. I think we have the potential this hour to, and in fact 2 hours, to not simply take callers, but to
All right, hold that thought right there, Doc, because we really got to jump in and get this traffic and weather up there. I'll let you finish on the other side right here on 1450. WOL, where information is power. And thanks for rolling with us, folks. Our guest is Dr. Leonard Horowitz, and we're talking about emerging viruses. He's going to connect the dots for us and how this all plays into each other, especially with the music. So, Dr. Horowitz, I'm going to let you finish up what you were saying before we left for the traffic and weather update.
Yes, thank you, Carl. Yeah, we have a fantastic opportunity now to, in the next hour, lay out powerful solutions to the madness, the hypocrisy, the insanity, and as your guest had very, very perfectly stated, this is a perfect creation of white supremacy is what we're looking at in terms of the dumbing down of the population, not simply just the African-American population, but everyone through the music and the manipulations in the media. So we're talking about the 528 love revolution in the music industry during this hour as a solution that I believe is viable based on tremendous amount of science, research, as well as the practical realities.
The 528, what was that you said, the 528?
Right. Well, the concept that – let me begin by asking folks to consider if they pray, if people use prayer, and most of us believe that prayer works, the question then becomes, as a person, as a human being who has the capacity through heartfelt, loving intention and faithful prayer – to produce changes, even miracles. And the question then becomes, from a scientific perspective, what is it that causes this? What's the scientific explanation of how prayer from your heartfelt, loving intention actually produces miracles? And it goes to the core question as to, are you a physical being first, or are you a spiritual being first? And the definition of who we are in this culture, in the American culture, are we addressing ourselves and using the capacities that we have to administer blessings or curses? And I'm going to prepare, I'm going to lay out for you in this hour how the information about music and about your own spirituality is literally been dumbed down, has been degenerated to the point where we're killing each other and ourselves, and the solution lies in a full understanding of this truth that shall set humanity free from this hypocrisy. So that's essentially what I'd like to advance. The answer to the question I raise is that prayer has a resonant energy, a virtual music that comes out of your heart. And it's exactly like listening right now to 1450 It's a specific clear channel broadcast. If you go to 1451 or 2, you get static. You'd no longer get what is essentially a divine human communion of powerful love, of powerful inspiration that the recording artists worldwide right now, because there is a what's called the 528 love revolution happening in the music industry. Bono from U2, for example, did his feature track Iris in his latest album, in dedicated in loving memory to his mother, in 528, based on my work. So that you begin to be realized that when we have music that is not in that clear channel broadcast of divine love that speaks to the essence of our power and our love within our own hearts and our love to be producing blessings versus curses, that is what we can do through changing the music. That's my thesis that we're going to cover in this hour.
All right. Can the average person, like myself, who doesn't know about music, tell the difference if the music is in 528 or if it's in some other form?
The good recording artist can. In fact, it's a sharper. See, let me give you some background. The answer is yes. That really good musical people who are involved in recording artistry certainly can feel a difference and are feeling a difference. And the generally, the public, because they're so insensitive, they're so desensitized to the quality of the heart. The quality of the heart deals with faith, deals with joy, deals with bravery. We're engaged in fear, and that frequency of fear is disharmonic. It basically is degenerative, and it's in dissonance to the natural, normal frequency of a spirit-filled, blessed person. And so that's the core issue, as I see, in terms of as a behavioral science expert, my Harvard degree in behavioral science, media health education, health promotion. That's my area. The research, the book that we're talking about this hour is called The Book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love. And that's prosperity in all ways. And that is the promise. And that's the great blessing and the opportunity that we have if we simply understand where did we go wrong to begin with. In medicine, for example, you have to diagnose, that is, to see through to the root of the disorder before you can effectively treat the illness. Here we're talking about a psychosocial illness. For example, the African-American male has been dumbed down and degenerated to the max through the images that your previous speakers and your guests talked about. It's quoting what they said. It is, quote, a perfect creation of white supremacy, end quote. Well, in music, where do you start to diagnose this problem? You start in 1938 when the Rockefeller Foundation institutionalized the Western world's music based on about 10 years of acoustic weaponry research and development, looking for ways that large populations can be degenerated and cause such distress that people would riot, literally. That is where 8% of the people would hear the music, and they 8% of what's called alpha males would begin to be agitated and aggressive, and they would start literally to riot. So that's 1938. The Western world obtained the frequency, what's called 741. In other words, if you're a musician out there and you play guitar, let's say, or you try to play in a band or an orchestra, you have to tune your instrument to everyone else's instruments. It's called standard tuning. And in 1938, contrary to Europe's finest musicians who did not want to tune to what's called A440, standard tuning, They said, no, it doesn't feel right. And of course it doesn't feel right, because just like if you want to listen to this program, you tune to 1450. If you tune out of that, you're not going to get the broadcast. Likewise, the inspiration that people like Ray Charles, these people who you can see their whole bodies were the instruments, their inspiration. Talk to any good musician, any good recording artist. They will tell you that when they play, they're not in their heads in fear. They're not in their heads thinking about what note to play or note to sing. What they are, they're in communion with a divine source of inspiration. It is the soul of what is in the African-American people that is being suppressed. When you tune to a dissonant frequency that was institutionalized worldwide in the Western world by the Rockefeller Foundation, based on acoustic weaponry research and development that was done by RCA, BMI, and people in the military that wanted to figure out if you could tune music to a frequency that would put people in fear, put people in dissonance, put people in hate, put people in aggression. This is the frequency that was institutionalized. It's called A440 standard tuning. When you tune up just 4 hertz from A440 to A444, then incredibly, your music goes into the frequency of nature. It literally goes to the heart of creation. It literally goes into harmony with what is called chlorophyll, the pigment that outputs the oxygen. In fact, when we talk about spirit, we have to talk about respiration or re-spiritualization happens because we're breathing oxygen, which is actually resonating in 528 nanometers of light and 528 hertz frequency of sound that we can reproduce if we simply tune our instruments and our voices to that frequency, and it becomes healing. It becomes miraculously healing. In fact, that frequency, 528, is known as the miraculous frequency. It's called do, re, mi. In the musical scale, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la. Well, the mi stands for miragistorum in Latin, miracles in English. It is the miracle note of the universe. I've been very blessed, Carl, you know that, working with some of the world's leading physicists and mathematicians who tell me that I'm right on the money here. The reality is that 528 hertz is the miracle note. It's the third note of the original solfeggio musical scale. That is, before the Western world even knew what music was, the Roman Catholic Church was essentially changing and altering and hiding, concealing the original Gregorian chants. The first most spiritually uplifting hymn of all the ages was called the Hymn to St. John the Baptist. The third note in that hymn was 528 hertz frequency of sound. It is the miracle note. And so the question goes back to, if you pray, how does prayer work? If prayer is a resonant energy from your heart, energy is essentially electrons that are moving through space with a frequency, electrons on oxygen. For example, the air that we breathe is coming off of a pigment in the plant.
Right. Hang on a sec, Doc. We got to take another break here. I'll let you finish on the other side. Wow, this is getting really deep. I know the musicians are loving this. 800-450-7876. You too can join the discussion. We'll take your calls after this short break on 1450 WOL, where information is power. Thanks for rolling with us and our guest, Dr. Leonard Horowitz. He's connecting the dots for us, folks. Got a question for him? Reach out to us at 800-450-7876. Dr. Horowitz, I'm going to let you continue what you were saying before we left for the break.
Well, thank you, Carl. Yeah, I don't want to lose anyone. This is too important. So if you have any questions that you think your listeners would like to have me answer, please, raise them. You can interrupt me at any time, brother.
All right, because some people are holding right now. But before we take some calls, John Coleman, Dr. John Coleman, who was, I don't know if you're familiar with him. We used to have him as a guest here. He wrote the book Committee of 300, former MI6, MI5 in Britain. And he said that the Beatles, they were, the Stanford Travis Scott Institute put that together, that whole thing about the Beatles and how they use the Beatles and their music, really, to mesmerize young people. Is this kind of the same thing that you're talking about?
Yes, I really appreciated John Coleman's work. I've spoken with him a couple times in the past, and yes, it's exactly right. In the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love, it's a monumental text that goes into virtually not only what you're talking about with Elvis Presley. Elvis was drugged. He was a really nice guy, and he was manipulated by the colonel, who was an intelligence asset for the military. And it was, in fact, that during Elvis's time, when that British invasion and the whole rock invasion kind of like took over, under this concealed this covert operation to cause a degeneration within the social fabric, within just we the people started to get infiltrated with this kind of music that it went, for example, from the old days where you had women swooning, you know, with, Dean Martin, that women were just like, oh, into screaming with the Beatles. And with Elvis Presley, you had the first concert that Elvis gave in Canada. It was a successful experiment because there literally a riot broke out. It was the first rock concert riot that occurred directly out of this program.
So basically the same thing is the same thing being used now with the music that our young people are engaged in now, that the raunchy lyrics that we hear in the hip hop and some of the gangster rap music.
Exactly, because you see, if you can degenerate the energy of a human being and block their heart, you see, the heart is facilitated. Love, collaboration, joy, bravery. It comes out of the heart. They're values of the heart. And your heart resonates just like people listening to this program. They're getting the signal through a specific frequency. A clear channel broadcast, if you will, from the heart creates peace, creates collaboration, not competition, not fear. Fear is in your head. The whole manipulation of people's minds and spirits are being taking place because the music has been tuned to what is literally causes this frequency, this fear-inducing frequency. It's called 741, and it is the only what we would call natural frequency that was discovered by the military that has been used as the standard tuning for the Anglo-Saxon, the white supremacy, Western world manipulation for globalization to make money off of the chaos, to make money off of people hating each other, fearing each other, instead of getting along and collaborating for a better world. That's the fundamental problem as I see it, having diagnosed this situation.
All right, we got some folks who want to speak to you. 800-450-7876. Let's go to line 5. Ray's calling us from Miami, Florida. Ray, you're on with Dr. Horowitz.
Dr. Horowitz, man, thank you so much for coming on. You have been a hero to me and others over the years, my brother, and I appreciate you so much. And I hope that the listeners are hearing what you're saying. And this one question for you, what can we do at this point, at this stage, because this thing is happening? We are at war right now with these policemen around this country, and they just shot a man here in Miami. And when he shot the man, when the officer shot him, the gentleman asked the officer, "Why did you shoot me?" And he said, "I don't know." The officer said, "I don't know." And he was a good officer, a decent man, and he did not know why he shot him. So I'm thinking this is the same scenario here. They're using these brainwaves to create the chaos here in Miami.
All right. Thanks, Brother Ray.
Yes, thank you so much, Ray. Yes, it's called psychotronic warfare. We are at war. You can go to waronwethepeople.com. That's one of the websites that we put up for diagnosing the problem. Psychotronic warfare, think about this. Subliminal messaging, aggression, putting the message to cause people to shoot one another and hate one another subliminally into frequencies and messages that people can't perceive with a naked ear, but they can feel it inside, and it has an impact. And that is what you can use as with a carrier. If you're now broadcasting, as we've said, 741, which is A440 standard tuning music, within the music, you can actually put on that carrier wave messages to cause police, for example, to shoot people and not know why. That's called psychotronic warfare, and it's absolutely certain that that was developed. In fact, Dennis Kucinich, who was running for various political positions, had come out with a whole bill to outlaw psychotronic warfare and use through the space types of frequency that are coming off of satellites that are ultimately controlling the populations. This is the undiscussed political urgency today. I look at the presidential election, like most of you listening, and we're disgusted. The major issues are really not being addressed. This is one of the major issues. In fact, I say it's the most fundamental issue because it speaks to people's spirituality. Again, what is spirit? Spirit is energy. You're an energy being before you're a physical being. And that literally, as an expert in medicine, I can tell you, I don't care what drug you take or what surgical procedure you go through. What heals you is not the drug or the surgery. It is a Holy Spirit power of love that literally puts us back together again. And the reason why it does, it's called phase locking in physics. In other words, the strength of love, which is considered the universal healer, and music is considered the universal language. What we're talking about here puts both together. If you want healing, world peace, then what you've got to understand is the fundamentals of this music of love that can bring it about. And that's what we're addressing here in this hour. So, yes, I'm looking at, without discussing this issue or without diagnosing the problem, then we're just wasting time and we're feeding the beast. That's it.
All right, Brother Tariq just tweeted me and he says it's the silent weapons of a quiet war. But let me ask you this before I take another call for you. Who's administrating this? Is this something that the New World Order is involved in, who's pulling the strings?
Yes. Well, we've been just exposing some intense stuff on this question of who's controlling it all. Again, you're looking at the wealthiest of the wealthy. Wealthy people, unfortunately, their ethics and morals go down the drain. Absolute power and wealth corrupts, absolutely. So you no longer have a loving human being controlling powerful political processes. You have a psychopath, a criminal psychopath. So they're the genocide that we're witnessing, that the symptoms are these kinds of shootings in our urban areas. This genocide is being promoted by primarily the folks that are called the cryptocracy or the Illuminati, the global banking cartel, the Rothschild Rockefeller League of Banks, for example. They've powerfully influenced even China and infiltrated the globalization. And the concept of what we're witnessing now, I look at Bill Gates as a classic example. He's supposed to be the world's wealthiest person with $90 billion of personal wealth. Well, excuse me, he's a puppet, a peon underneath the Rockefeller and Rothschild cartel, the old money, the royal family of England. These folks paid for the military experiments. They know what's going on. 50 years ahead of time, they know what technologies that they're going to be rolling out that we have to wait 50 years to figure out what they're doing. So this is what I'm I'm looking at in the music industry, which is most important, because we're vibrating. We're literally living in a resonant energy field. And like what I'm witnessing and you're witnessing, this degeneration and this aggression is being caused by the people. For example, Universal Music. We did a video following the Paris attacks. It's on revolutiontelevision.net. Go to revolutiontelevision.net or vimeo.com, Revolution Television Channel. And you can watch the Paris attacks video that we produced, which shows you the connections between the Universal Music Corporation, NBC Universal, this whole concept, Royal Family of England. It was intimately involved in the beginning through Westinghouse. You have to study where the money came from to develop the businesses in the industry, the corporations that are outputting the music of today, and they're intimately linked to, for example, the Hearst Corporation. If you go to waronwethepeople.com, you could read Sherry Kane's fantastic series of articles exposing the Hearst Corporation.
Tell you what, hang on a second, Doc. We got to take another break here, check the traffic again, and then I'll let you finish on the other side. Dee from Baltimore, you're up next. Bunch of folks want to speak to you at 800-450-7876. Calls next on 1450. WOL, where information is power. Dr. Horowitz, I'm going to let you finish up what you were saying before you left for the break.
Well, thank you, Carl. Yes, I was just referring people to some background on the takeover of American healthcare. And when you're talking about takeover of American healthcare, you're talking about population control and the whole computer systems, the manner in which it's all being taken over right now is on explained in a series of articles on waronwethepeople.com. Under the media section, you can see Hearst Corporation, which this month's issue, they own Popular Mechanics. They did a hit piece on me. You can literally, I mean, I don't recommend you buy the damn thing, but basically they're trying to suppress some basic, fundamental, and most important information about how we're going to get out of this mess, how we're going to come forth with the solutions. So just like, you know, they've done to all of the greats, Dr. Martin Luther King, as you well know, was targeted by what's called COINTELPRO, the FBI's counterintelligence program. They suppress all the great information, the great people that are working for community solutions. This is what they do. So they targeted me this month, but you can see that where this is going is Hearst Corporation is partnered with a company by the name of McKesson, which actually advertises itself as the central nervous system of American healthcare. And that's what they're doing. They've taken over the healthcare industry for ultimately poisoning people with contaminated vaccinations. It's the number one genocidal weapon of mass depopulation. And again, Bill Gates is the leading funder and the distributor of these deadly vaccines. So all of this is suppressed. I've been, as you well know, I've been at the forefront of exposing this. That's why Hearst Corporation, Popular Mechanics, has this month decided to target me, to discredit me, to basically defame me, and that's the way they continue to control the public's mind about these critical issues.
All right. I got to mention, we've got a bunch of folks who want to speak to you. 800-450-7876, line 6. Dee's calling us from Baltimore. And Dee, thank you for being so patient. You're on with Dr. Horowitz.
Yes, thank you, Carl. I've been, again, listening and waiting patiently and listening to some of the talk going on. And I guess my comments include the fact that while we can talk about the music and how it's used and different things, the root cause, I'll go back to the root cause. The root cause is white supremacy and the people who benefit from white supremacy. So the us attributing this to music or frequencies or whatever, what frequencies were we listening to before the Gregorian chant in Africa in say, 2038 B.C.? You know, what prayers were our ancestors doing in the bottom of those slaves? They were praying. They were praying everybody. There was no relief to be found. So for us to put what's going on music you know, while I can see when you white supremacists use everything as a weapon, I'm not denying that. But for us to sit there and say that this is one of the root causes to make this the big deal, that's distracting us from the root cause. The root cause is white supremacy and the people who benefit from it. Now, anybody who comes on the radio wants to tell us about musical frequencies, and again, I'm a science major. I understand what frequencies are, but again, it's distracting.
All right, let's give him a chance to respond. We got you, D. You're repeating yourself. Let's give him a chance to respond. Dr. Horowitz?
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I agree that the core issue is white supremacy. The problem with the caller, what their position is, however, is disempowering, and it doesn't get to solution. Because what are you going to do about the white supremacy of the global industrialists that are running virtually everything, including our politicians? You have no capacity to influence that. Neither do I. But what we do have is we have music. And what we – my thesis – now, this is a theory based on what I'm telling you – is that because this suppression has occurred on all of our hearts – the solution is peace. The solution is not guns. The solution is not hating white supremacists. The solution, in my opinion, deals with a level of forgiveness, not forgetting, not administering justice. In my opinion, these people should be electrocuted for what they've done to society. But it's really not my business. My business is to do whatever I can do to solve the problem. And my thesis, for example, we published 528radio.com. 528radio.com has about 14 various stations and genres so that we put out this frequency that has been suppressed. That if we, our theory, and I say the theory because I'm an expert in the field. I know no better solution to the problem. I've tried. Carl, you've tried. This program has tried for years in order to get political change and awaken the public to the genocide of the white supremacists. It has not effectively done really too much other than waking us to the fact that we're being killed by these people who are criminally insane. We need a solution, and my theory is that the more we output 528 music, then people's hearts will open up and be restored to the original sustenance and rejuvenation and frequency vibration of love, of peace, of collaboration, and that, to me, shall bring about justice. Because if we have a society that operates from that core central being of love, then we will have laws, we won't put up with politicians, we won't put up with the white supremacists that are conducting genocide under the guises of public health and national security. So that's my response.
All right. 800-450-7876. Line 4, Big Mike is reaching out to us. He's calling us from North Carolina. Big Mike, you're on with Dr. Horowitz.
How you doing this evening?
You're doing good.
Yeah, I was listening to the doctor, and the doctor is speaking on a whole lot higher frequency than we do down here in the hood. And, you know, what is your suggestion for right now? I mean, let's not wait until 528 comes into effect. If you know that these people are megalomaniacs and you know these people are insane, then that sounds like to me that they need to be dealt with immediately. Yeah, I just wanted to know what you thought about that, Doc. Thank you, Carl.
All right, thanks, Big Mike. Doc, is there anything we can do?
Yes, thank you, Big Mike. I appreciate it. When you say that this doctor is operating at a higher frequency, well, assuming that were true, what got me to the higher frequency is what I'm recommending to everyone. And I'm not saying don't be politically active. Sherry Kane and I have been working our tails off to try to output intelligence that we the people can use to avoid being killed. And so, for example, Black Lives Matter, the whole organization and the activism against this genocide, this is important. I'm not saying don't do that. I'm just saying, look, we have an opportunity to diagnose and to treat. You don't have to depend on Bill Gates to turn your music and your musical instruments up to A444 instead of 520, instead of A440. You have the capacity to output the intelligence that says, fundamentally, we're spiritual beings, and we're being manipulated and killed physically. We need to look and address this issue that literally the soul of Africa is a perfect example of harmony and resonant energy. Ultimately, unfortunately, it's controlled largely, as I've been to Africa. I've visited African nations, and I know that the politics is hideous there. I know mobs and the families that control the countries are doing the same manipulations virtually that Bill Gates is doing on a global scale. But the question becomes, what can we do? And I'm saying a simple thing you can do is you could alter your music to put it back into the frequency of love and harmony that just might be strong enough, if enough of us do it, to output that energy that will ultimately cause people to, instead of shooting each other, to basically get along and question what it is that we're doing here on Earth.
Let me interrupt you a second, Doc, because I think what Big Mike is saying, that we're basically consumers of music. You know, we're not the producing end of it. So what can we do as consumers?
Well, as I mentioned, you know, I hate to say this. I'm tentatively stating this. If you go to 528radio.com and you start to listen to the music, it's medicinal. It's healing music. It's therapeutic. It's relaxing, de-stressing, and it's basically energizing with the frequency of love. Now, like a pebble in a pond, it's not just affecting you. Like a pebble in a pond, the waves go out in all directions. They move to the farthest shore. And it's touching people internationally, subliminally, but it's powerfully outputting the resonant energy of the core heart of nature. And so my theory is that that's a simple thing that could be done by every single one of us, and that my reason for tentatively hesitating is because we've been hacked. That station, 528radio.com, has been hacked so many times by people who don't want this information and this blessing to be administered. They've hacked it, and we may not have the capacity to handle more than 1,000 or 2,000 people on it at this point. But that's a solution that I have advanced, knowing what I know. And what about all of the musicians out there? We all love music. It's the universal language. If people get what I'm talking about, they can understand both the white supremacy aspects of how the music has been degenerated along with the culture. They can then say, well, we don't want this. We're going to reject this en masse, and we're going to tune to a different frequency, which is the frequency of harmony, of love, of nature, of respect, of honoring not just ourselves as spiritual beings, blessed, powerful people who can create ourselves, recreate ourselves in health and happiness and prosperity in all ways, and recreate our environment so that they're not polluted and degenerated. This is the concept. I don't know of a better solution that each and every one of us has the opportunity to participate in versus what it is that's being offered right now. I'm open to any solutions. I think everyone listening to this program wants solutions. Let's talk about solutions. I've advanced this one.
All right, and we're coming up on a break real quick. We've got a bunch of folks wanting to talk to you, but I got a tweet. Somebody wanted to know about Bob Marley's music. Was he a target because he sang about one love? He was all about that unification of people. Was that why he was targeted?
Yeah, absolutely. Brother Marley was just outstanding peace activist. I mean, incredible. The whole reggae movement was all about love and peace and exactly what I'm talking about. And as a matter of fact, Ziggy Marley has read my book of 528, and we've been trying to encourage Ziggy to come and do a concert in Hawaii, a concert for 528 Love. And, you know, look again at Stevie Wonder. When you watch him, he is in the zone. He is not in his body. He's connected directly to the spirit of creativity. and inspiration. The best musicians, the best recording artists.
Right. Hold that thought right there, Doc. We've got to take another break. We're close to the top of the hour. Folks, it's getting interesting. You can join us at 800-450-7876. We'll take your calls after this short break on 1450 WOL, where information is power. And thank you for staying with us. And our guest is Dr. Leonard Horowitz. We're talking about 528 music. Interesting music discussion we're having, folks. And I know a lot of people want to talk to Dr. Horowitz. But I'm going to let you finish what you're saying. Before we left for the break, were you talking about Bob Marley, and you were telling us about Stevie Wonder as well, right?
Yes, exactly. They're great examples of literally they're in the zone. They are connected to the divine source of musical inspiration, which is the source of all creative inspiration. And you can see it. Their bodies become the vessels. They become the instruments. They're not in their egos. They're not in their fear. They're literally divinely communing with the source of creation. And that's the goal, isn't it? Isn't that where every single one of us has the goal to be at peace and harmony and creative and inspiring and blessing other people with our creative inspirations? To me, that is the solution, or that is the outcome of where we need to go with our solutions.
800-450-7876. Wes is calling us from the ATL. He's on line one. Wes, you're on with Dr. Horowitz.
Hey, Carl, Dr. Horowitz, man. Carl, he absolutely positively right, man. Okay, because it's all about sound and light, okay? That's what this whole thing is about. When the creators made this sound, it was the Big Bang Theory, okay? That was the Word Was God, and the Word Was God was the sound, 528 hertz, Carl, okay? Because, Carl, I'm going to tell y'all something, man. I used to be a couple of years ago getting an argument with everybody I talked to. You know why? Because I was talking to them in 440 hertz, okay? Once I figured it out, I listened to 528 hertz, that Carl. I don't argue with nobody. Look at this. Remember Barry White, Teddy Pendergrass, this new singer Kim? Okay, I figured out. I talked to everybody in 528 hertz, and I guarantee I'll argue with nobody. I can get
Wes, let me interrupt you. How did you make the change? If people listening to you right now say, well, how did Wes do it? Did you just change your musical taste or what?
I just changed energy, man. If I come at you with energy talking in 440 hertz, I get back that energy if somebody want to argue. So I should start listening to 528 hertz, and I say, well, that's the love frequency. You're right. So anybody I talk to, I start listening to that sound, and talking to people in 528 hertz, I don't argue with nobody, man. And all these brothers out here, that's why you're losing your women. You're talking to them in 440 hertz, and it sound bad to them. We's coming in the day of atonement. Atonement means change your sound. Apologize, talk to people and say you apologize, you love them, and you can get any woman you want. Carl, I get any woman I want if I talk to them in 520 hertz. It worked, man. I'm telling y'all, it worked.
All right, Wes.
Y'all
thanks, Wes.
I come get your woman. All y'all arguing with your women, I come get them.
All right, Wes.
Love y'all.
Dr. Horowitz, your thoughts on what Wes just said.
Yeah, well, the brother is absolutely right. It does work, and we're witnessing people all over the world who are tuning into that and having the same experience. So what the brother just said may sound weird, or it may sound, what? I can't imagine that suddenly music could have such an impact on my life. But the brother was actually giving you the philosophy of peace. It deals with forgiveness. It deals with apologies. People forgive. They don't forget. You don't forget, you still need to go and demand justice, but you have to forgive for ourselves. The forgiveness that we do for others is for ourselves, because we're ultimately otherwise in deep distress, and we're hurting our own beings, our own selves. So when the brother talks about the concept of in the beginning, the Big Bang, well, that's exactly what we're talking about here. In the book of Genesis, in 1:1 and 1:2, it tells you what we're talking about. In the beginning, there was the big void, nothing except for creator and water, in fact. And in Genesis 1:2, the very second verse of the Bible, it says the voice of the spirit of the creator hovered over the face of the water and divided the water from the water, into which the words, let there be light, was spoken, and then out popped the sun. So the words are sound. What is the spirit? What is a Holy Spirit? What is the spirit of your heart in love creating miracles? It is an energy. Carl, It's real simple. This is not complex. All energy throughout the entire universe, whether it's pushing the blinking of your eye in a nerve in your brain, or whether it's a comet flying through space, it's an electron. It's electrons that turn the light bulbs on in our buildings. Copper wires conduct the electrons. So we're talking about an electron that resonates at a certain frequency. If you want to live life in peace and joy and harmony and produce a planet that's sustainable, then basically you need to understand the electron energy of love and the frequency of 528 in which that love energy vibrates. It's pretty simple.
All right, 800-450-7876. Michelle's reaching out to us on line one from the district. Michelle, you're on with Dr. Leonard Horowitz.
Yes, good afternoon, Dr. Horowitz and Carl. Thank you for fantastic guests and fantastic shows. My comment is, they used to say what you don't know won't hurt you, but today what you don't know can kill you. And I appreciate the information about the sounds, but what we have to do, one of the solutions, is to purify our, just to control our environments and listening environments. Point, tonight there's one of the most popular shows, Tyler Perry has called, written, I guess, produced, called Is Loving You Is Wrong. After that show, when I watch that show every week, because I sit with my family and watch it, they like it. But the next day I feel horrible. I mean, to the point of almost, just really have to just detox in terms of lighting incense, having burning oils, and just getting my head right all over again. And I would challenge everybody, listen to the, if you watch that show, listen to the back, the pay attention to your environment, the background music in the show. It's not so much the storyline, which is, you know, it's like drama you incorporate in your house, which I don't particularly care for. But there are people that are a thirst for that. But the background music in that show is really, I think, is affecting me in a terrible way. And I also would like to encourage people to get try to be careful of just when you purify or choose what you like, what times you watch your shows or on television or music, it will make you more in tune with the divine, because we're so programmable. We've become we're like billboards, almost walking billboards. So the more we pull, and I did this about 20 years ago, and but it's an everyday challenge. But the more we pull, me, myself, the more I got control of the environment, the better I began to feel. And I can live almost anywhere now, no matter what's going on, because I control, you know, to the best I can. But I just want to challenge people to listen, to acknowledge the background music and one of the shows, there was all this crying and all this sadness. And those things, those vibrations resonate. Thank you so much for your time, Carl. I'm going to listen. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Michelle. Doc, you want to, the subliminal music, how does that affect us?
Yes, I love what Michelle said. She really brought it together, exactly what we're saying here. She says, number one, what you don't know will kill you. Indeed, it does. And the music is killing us. It's causing exactly what she's saying that she eliminates when she starts to control the environment, the music that she's listening to, just like the previous caller talked about how he can eliminate the depression from his life, the aggression in his life, the failed relationships in his life, because he simply tunes into love, into frequency 528. He eliminates the 741 dissonant standard tuning of A440 in the music. I like what Michelle had to say also about the chaos, because what you're talking about, Carl, it's subliminal programming that is causing the chaos. It is the fundamental underlying reality. Again, we're spiritual beings first. Before we're intellectual beings or physical beings, we are spirits. And the fundamental energy frequency of spirituality is love, 528 hertz frequency of sound and 528 nanometers of light. And so if we want to eliminate the chaos from our own hearts, from our own lives, and our own communities, that's, in my opinion, where we need to start.
I got a text. I know we got a break coming. So I got a text. Does the doctor know about Buddhist and Hindu chanting? If so, can he talk about the correlation of the sound of chanting and the alignment with happiness?
Yes, I believe that the Buddhists, and in fact, all of the native populations, I'm in Hawaii right now. I'm speaking to you from Honolulu. In Hawaii, there's what's called slack key. The finest musicians here, they literally tune down. They reject the Rockefeller's imposed standard tuning of A440. They go down. It's called slack key. And when they go down, they go into harmony with what I'm talking about, 528 hertz frequency. So I believe that they're playing their hearts. See, and they didn't have a measure to do that. They felt inspired intuitively to simply tune down to what is 417. The 417 hertz frequency is a harmonic of 528. So they feel better and it feels more soothing. And that's why in Hawaii they use slack key tuning. When you look at the Hindu chanting, when you look at the Native North American chanting, you look at the Aboriginal chants all over the world. It is essentially where people naturally, they didn't have Rockefellers telling us the imposed frequency of white supremacy is what we shall do for the master race, for the new world order. I'm sorry, they didn't have that. They had their own intuition, they had their own divine connection, and that is exactly what I believe that the whole Buddhist thing is about and the Hindu chants too.
All right, we've got to take our last look at the traffic and weather right here on 1450. WOL, where information is power. Thanks for staying with us and our guest, Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Again, the number to call to speak to him is 800-450-7876. Let's go to line 5. Let's go to Houston. Ted's calling us. Ted, you're on with Dr. Horowitz.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. We have another guest that appears on Carl's show, and he requests a 432 megahertz of 432 hertz. How does that compare to the 528 you speak of? My next question is there any effect that Planet X or Nerubu have on the frequency that we see in this changing time? And also, how can I convert my current music to 528 hertz?
Well, thank you for the question. Yes, very, very good questions. So number one, the 432 hertz was advanced as a concept directly to oppose 528 by the counterintelligence programmers, the agent provocateurs that want to discredit 528, discredit me. They did all sorts of things, including began the 432 hertz movement. Now, having said that, I wrote about 432 hertz in the book of 528, Prosperity, Key of Love. There's nothing inherently wrong with 432 hertz. It is a natural frequency. It is, I think, important to research and to find out what can it do or what can't it do. But essentially what had happened was the bad guys, the devil doers, use 432 hertz to divert from 528 and the 528 love revolution. And, you know, that tells me something about 432 hertz and the whole movement. Why they should set about and spend a lot of money to organize these trolls on the internet to advance 432 hertz, it's inconsistent with consciousness, with love, with the social change that we all really know we need urgently. So that's one problem I have. The Planet X issue, certainly planets have a huge impact on everything. NASA, for example, they recently, about a year ago, they had actually recorded the sound of gravity. So everything is, like we're saying, vibrationally organized and administered. And the concept of the sunshine, again, when you look at the sun, you look at the electromagnetic color spectrum, the sun is 100% hydrogen. It's 98% hydrogen, 2% helium. Helium is double hydrogen. So the sun is 100% hydrogen, and the solar radiation that produces the rainbow and the electromagnetic color spectrum, it's all exactly what I said before. It's all electrons. It's electrons that are coming off of the hydrogen. And that forms the rainbow. The heart of the rainbow, you see, is not 432. It's 528. It's 528 nanometers of light. It's greenish yellow. In Oriental medicine, that's the heart chakra. Of course it's the heart chakra. It's the heart of the universe. It's the heart of the resonant energy of what is called by the physicists the musical mathematical matrix of creation. So that is what chlorophyll outputs in the air that we're breathing. So again, oxygen that sustains us has an electron. I call it the electron of love. It's resonating and vibrating in 528 hertz, not 432. And the color itself, 432, is almost like a black, a violet black. Well, gee whiz, you know, that's not the color of grass. It's not the color of chlorophyll, which is a sustaining factor. You look at global warming, you can look at the entire planet as virtually a living organism, and you can see that the global warming and the air pollution and the reduction of oxygenation, our capabilities, we're dying. We're suffering as a planet in the same way I'm talking about health and healing and our human behavior. So this is 528, I think, is the solution. I don't think it's 432, but I think it's curious that 432 certainly should be investigated, and the people, the devil doers that are bringing it about, should be investigated as well. In terms of the conversion that I think your third question. What was the third question, Carl?
You know, I completely forgot. But here's okay. What I want to ask you, though, Doc, because you mentioned Stevie Wonder, and he did an album, Journey Through the Secret Life of Plants, and he talked about the plants with different colors. He talked about the greens, and this is for a person who has never seen color. He's blind from, not unlike Ray Charles, who saw, you know, lost his sight when he was six. Steve never had sight. So, you know, he was perfectly describing what a red rose, the red and the green and the yellow, the different plants. And you mentioned earlier how the person, you know, like himself and Bob Marley, how they get their body in sync with nature. Is that what was taking place for that particular production?
Yes, absolutely. You know, he's one of my heroes. Stevie Wonder is certainly one of my heroes. Bob Marley certainly was also. But what you're witnessing when you see these masters of creative artistry perform, they are in the zone. That means they're in the divine human communion, the most wonderful blessing, the inspiration and the spirituality that is bringing their music to life in us. That it's where we're communing. We are all vibrating in sync and in harmony with their brilliance, their genius, their creative artistry. And that is an expression of God. You literally, when you speak, if you were to interview Stevie Wonder right now, I guarantee you he would tell you that when he's performing, he is pleasing and in tune with God, his heart, his voice. In fact, when you think about his voice, you think about the fact that what's moving his voice is oxygen that's vibrating over his vocal cords, and the frequency resonance of his voice is caused by the oxygen of what I'm telling you is resonating in 528 hertz frequency because the plants are outputting in that frequency, that oxygen. So this is, you know, it's kind of like common sense. It's right in front of our face. You know, our favorite people, our greatest inspiring artists, they're doing it. They're models for what I'm talking about.
800-450-7876. Ron's calling us on line 3. He's in College Park, Maryland. Ron, you're on with Dr. Horowitz.
Good evening. Hello?
Yes, you're on the air, Ron.
Yeah, good evening. Dr. H, three quick questions. Number one, Frank Sinatra, Bing Crosby, in their younger days, one was called the crooner, one was called the swooner. They used to hire women to come and scream and act crazy for promotion. Number one, how is that different than the women who used to scream and act crazy with the Beatles? Number two, speaking of the Beatles, they had a song circa 1967-68 called All You Need Is Love. When I listen to that song today, I still feel nothing but positivity. And unlike Charles Manson, who listened to the White Album, Helter Skelter, and felt that they were talking to him, telling him to start a race riot where he would become the leader of black folk, you know what I mean? I've never heard anything else negative from the Beatles music. Number three, can you please give us an example of a song that used back masking? Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. All right, let me go through this. I recall, before I go into the Bill Cosby question, the question before in the caller asked, how do you convert the music? Well, that's what we did. We put a lot of money and a lot of love into creating 528records.com. So if you have your favorite tracks, your favorite albums, you get it in an MP3, you go online to 528records.com, you upload your music, and it will come back to you minutes later, literally re-recorded, remastered, and you can give it to whoever produced it if you wish. We actually have a wonderful type of commercial, non-profit operation that's going on here because the musicians are being ripped off by the same white supremacist cartel that are controlling the industry, such as Universal Music Group. So what we advanced is we don't want people to be ripped off, so we advanced a 60% royalty, all coming from the donations that people are making to do these services and to basically download the products that they're getting off of the internet once they're transposed. So you can check that out on 528records.com. That's the conversion, the musical conversion software that we developed. Now, getting
before you go any further, Doc, that if I upload one of my favorite songs, will I be able to tell the difference or will I feel the difference?
Well, you will, if you're sensitive, such as if you're a musical recording artist, you'll certainly feel a difference because you'll just feel it will resonate in your heart more. And just like that earlier caller, he feels a difference. You can feel a difference. It's not that dissonant energy that Michelle talked about that's being thrown at us through the media. So the other way to check it is you can actually, if you put it out in a software, lay both tracks down to one another, you can see, for example, in a 3.5-minute track, you can see that it's about 2 seconds faster. So you can't, your ears really can't hear that difference, but you can feel a difference, and certainly the recording artists, the sensitive audiophiles, can certainly feel a difference. And that's what I think it's wonderful. It really is. And you can begin to listen to the music on 528radio.com so long as the hackers are not hacking and so long as we're not overwhelming the servers. So let me get on to, if Carl, if that satisfies your question.
Sure, but hang on a sec because we got to take a break. I don't want to just interrupt you when you get an answer. Our last caller, Ted. No, it was Ron in College Park. Ron's questions. 800-450-7876. You too can join the discussion with our guest, Dr. Leonard Horwich. Reach out to us. I'll take your calls next as the big show rolls on from 1450. WOL, where information is power. Thanks for staying with us and our guest, Dr. Leonard Horwich. So, Doc, I'm going to let you respond to Ron's question out of College Park in Maryland. He's set of three questions.
Yes, thank you so much. Ron raises the issue of having the music industrialists hire women to start to scream around the time of Bing Crosby. That's true. It actually supports additionally evidences what I've been talking about. There was a concerted effort to get women and the audiences, instead of just swooning in joy and relaxation and harmony with the music, into rioting. And so that's very, very true. And again, the first major riot, as I am aware, resulted in Vancouver, British Columbia, when Elvis Presley was sent there and did his concert there. The question also goes into All You Need Is Love by John Lennon. Well, there's so many people internationally that are now following up on what it is that I've advanced with the 528 Love Revolution. We have researchers all around the world who constantly mail us and say, how, you know, here's what's happening here and here's what's happening there. And I received from one group that John Lennon's Imagine track, they said, Dr. Horowitz, you have to check out John Lennon's Imagine because it was done in 528. And I didn't know that. It was like astonishing. John Lennon actually went out of his way to retune his white piano to play Imagine, which is the most, I think it's probably one of the most peace-driving of all tracks in the history of music. And it has had a major impact that he produced it in 528. Now, let me tell you how bad the situation is. When I then published the facts, and I actually went on YouTube and I confirmed that indeed John Lennon had somehow known about 528 before, in 1998 was the first time when I published 528 being the miracle note of the original solfeggio musical scale. That John Lennon had already that information. It's a mystery how it is that Lennon came to that information, but he was assassinated, in my opinion, for his peace activism. And he played Imagine in 528, and it was confirmed. The earlier tracks were all in 528, and then when I published, the Illuminati, the people controlling Google, YouTube, which are total criminals, they went on and they actually transposed Lennon's original tracks so that it wouldn't be in 528 anymore. So it's really interesting. If you go on there now, there's a mix. If you get the original, you'll see it's in 528, and if not, you'll know that the devil doers manipulated it.
Let me drop this on you. John Lennon's Imagine was an inspiration he had with a conversation with Dick Gregory. He called Dick Gregory, meet him in Germany, and they're having a conversation, and Greg was telling me, imagine if we had this, imagine it, you know, it went on, and imagine this. And he said it was just a regular conversation, because he had a conversation with him and Yoko all the time. So we went back to the States, didn't forget about it. Years later, when they were doing John's autobiography, John had told the guy who was writing the book that he got the inspiration from a conversation with Dick Gregory. So that's how that Imagine came about.
Oh, gee whiz, that's fantastic. You got to give Brother Gregory my love, okay, Carl? Because I did not know that, and I don't know. Then the question becomes, how did Brother Gregory, way back then, know about 528?
I don't know if he knew the music so much as he was talking to John about. Imagine a world, you know, where there's peace and harmony, there's no wars, no religion, and all of that kind of stuff. How people would react? You just imagine this. Imagine if we didn't have this. Imagine all these things, these filters that block us from true love. That was the conversation he had with John, and John flipped it around and made that song.
Oh, that's a beautiful story. That's a beautiful history. That gives me some very interesting information. But again, we've got to, you know, figure out. I mean, I don't know. It's a mystery to me. How did John Lennon? Now, this information on 528 had been suppressed for about 2,000 to 3,000 years. The original solfeggio musical scale was secreted by the Roman Catholic Church. And in 1998, Dr. Joseph Pelayo had what he claimed was a divine revelation. He said that Jesus came to him in a vision and gave him, where in the Bible, in the book of Numbers, chapters 7, verse 12 through 83, in the verse numbers themselves, lay out the frequencies of 396, 417, 528, 639, 741, and 852. That's the original six-note solfeggio musical scale, of which 528 is the miracle note. So that's where I then learned about it. I wrote my book, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, based on Dr. Joseph Pelayo's revelation, and that was in 1998. But Dick Gregory and his conversation with John Lennon occurred before that. So to me, it's still a mystery. how did John Lennon know to tune that white piano? It's hard to tune a piano into. You've got to drop it from A440. I'm sorry, you've got to raise it up from A440. You've got to go 4 hertz up to A444 to get your C into 528, which is what he recorded Imagine in. So to me, it's a question that I still have.
All right, we got some more folks got questions for you. 800-450-7876, line 4. Jay's calling us from Washington, D.C. Jay, you're on with Dr. Leonard Horowitz.
Yeah, good evening, guys. I have a quick question. I don't know if you're familiar with the musician named Yanni.
Yes, I vaguely am.
Okay, I was just wondering, was his music in the 528?
Well, what you can do is you can check it. You can check it by, if you have an instrument like a guitar, you can tune to A444, and then you can play along with Yanni's music and see if it's in harmony and it's in sync. It's the same, basically, key. You can also get a 528 tuning fork at cureshop.com, CureShoppe.com. Get a tuning fork for less than $30 and 528. And in fact, people use that as a healing instrument. Women carry it around in their bags. We have a group in Israel, of Ahava, they're called. They've done unbelievable things. They take the tuning forks with them when there's heated discussions about the Palestinian issues in Jerusalem, and people are angry and they're frustrated. They pull out their tuning forks and they play 528. They walk around the battling group, and it just totally instantly releases the aggression and the negative energy, and they've done others outstanding things. They've had actually they've gone to the Red Sea, and they've conducted massive healing on group healings. And believe it or not, this is unbelievable. I know it's unbelievable, but it's on YouTube. You can actually see it. Dolphins came to the 520 frequency healing session and participated with the human beings in the healing. So this is really the stuff that's happening, and you would expect that from a miracle frequency. The revelation that 528 love is the source of our sustenance and ultimately solution for the main problems that we're having in the world today, I think that we can expect miracles to happen with it.
I do know the artist, Herbie Hancock. I do know he's a Buddhist, and I'm pretty sure, I guess, he would be on that frequency there.
Yeah, we actually, in India, the oldest spiritual organization in India, they asked me to write a feature article that was published dealing about peace on earth, bringing about peace on earth by simply retuning our instruments. So that's up. That article is on 528revolution.com. You can read that article. It's reprinted there. I'm pretty sure it's on one of the menus. I can't remember which of the menus it's on, but it's there.
And how do I get that tuning fork?
Yes, it's at cureshop.com. CureShoppe.com, CureShoppe.com, and there's a variety of different products that we have advanced using 528 hertz frequency, and they're just wonderful. The best one that I think that most people will appreciate it, given the fact the fear of AIDS and Ebola and flus, the new flus that are being loosed, is OxySilver with 528. You can go to OxySilver.com and get information on that. And that's a terrific product to have that resonates in 528. As an example, I actually presented before medical conferences a program called Hydro Engineering, Freedom from Infectious Diseases. That's a quote on the title of my presentation. You can watch that on revolutiontelevision.net, and you can see how OxySilver is designed based on this understanding so we can eliminate infectious diseases from planet Earth if we simply vibrate in the tune of love that John Lennon, I guess Dick Gregory, were talking about.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jay. 800-450-7876. We all know we come up on a break, but let's go to Jerome in Charlotte, North Carolina. Jerome?
Oh, hello. Hello, Carl.
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Yes, hello to you and your guests. Yes, I have a question for your guests. How would Prince be equated with this? Because after his death, I hear over and over again that he was music. And I'm just kind of wondering how he's related in this you're talking about.
All right, hang on a second. Right. And thanks, Jerome, because we got to take our last break, and I'll let Dr. Horwich respond to your question about Prince. 800-450-7876. You too can join the discussion. We'll take you next on 1450 WOL, where information is power. Doc, before we left for the break, a question from Jerome in Charlotte, North Carolina. He wanted to know about Prince. As you know, Prince plays all these different instruments, many instruments, very talented. Was he tuned in to 528? That was his question.
You know, I heard rumors that he was. I know that Prince was one of many celebrities who grasped what I had written in the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, knowing that HIV/AIDS was man-made, created in lab. And I'm very, very sad about his passing. I don't know for sure whether or not he recorded in 528, but I heard rumors that he was playing with it.
Can you hear a record, say, on the radio somewhere or outside and tell if it's 528 or it's A440 or what?
Say that again, Carl, if I can.
Can you decipher if a record is recorded in 528?
Oh, well, you know, interestingly enough, I can. Here's how I do it. I get what's called a breath release when I'm listening to A444, which gives me C528. If the music is in 528, I have a relaxation response, like a yawn. I literally will just get this breath release and in relaxation. Versus, just like Michelle, when she called earlier, she talked about how if she's listening to music in the background of movies or television, she gets anxious, she gets irritable, and that's the opposite. You can't relax under those circumstances. So that's how I do it. I don't know how other people do it, but people, recording artists that love 528 and are using 528 have various experiences of how they feel the difference.
All right. And before earlier, we had a call from, I think it was Ron in College Park, his third question. He wanted an example of back masking.
Yeah, no, back masking. I'm not really familiar with back masking. What is that specifically?
I have no idea. I'm not musically inclined myself, so I don't know. Maybe Ron in College Park will come back and tell us. Maybe not, though. Remember this? They said one of the Beatles songs, they were planted in reverse, and you could hear different sounds or hear a message or something.
The media is perfect for that. It's absolutely perfect for subliminals. Back masking, I'm not sure what that is. If you lay a track on top of another track to mask the original track, that is certainly possible, and I think it's used all the time.
All right, we got some folks who still want to talk to you. 800-450-7876. Go to Ohio. Millie's calling us. Millie, you're on with Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Millie just hung up. She couldn't wait. All right, Millie, reach out back to us. 800-450-7876. Today's music, though, that we hear the artists who are playing, especially, I don't know if you listen to any of the rap or the hip-hop stuff, Dr. Horowitz, but can you decipher if that is 528, if those young people are doing that, or do you think they understand that, or they just go out there? Because basically, some people say it's not even music, because they're just talking, they're just rapping, they, you know. The sound, the track. Can you decipher that?
Yes, you know, that's really important. I think a rap has a fantastic opportunity to bring about lyrics that are enhancing instead of degenerating, that are bringing about collaboration and peace. I mean, that's a fantastic media for that. We get, Sherry Kane and I, we run 528records.com. We get people submitting in rap, in hip-hop, in all the genres, submissions to us in 528, and we love it. We love it. The best ones that I say that I actually want to put on, and we're actually looking for a DJ right now in rap genre to be able to put 528 frequency rap, but my personal preference is that it's socially uplifting information that's being relayed in the in the text and the lyrics. I think it's vitally important that we focus on positive messages today. We're inundated with negativity, and it's really causing a tremendous distress and health problems that we're not even addressing in the mainstream media or in political circles.
All right, Doc, Ron has called us back from College Park. He's going to explain what backmasking is. Ron.
Yes, good afternoon. Carl, you had part of it. Part of it is the overdubbing of subliminal messages that only the subliminal mind, like looking at subliminal seduction of advertising firms of how they used to put a picture within a picture, and only the subliminal mind picks it up, and you're wondering why you are hungry when you are not hungry. It's the same thing with the music. They would overdub subliminal messages in the music, and also playing certain things backwards and then putting that real, real low where the subliminal mind picks it up, and you're hearing through the subliminal mind a message that they have put into the music.
Wow. Wow. Another form of mind control. Doc?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Thank you for appreciate that. Yeah, it's called covert behavioral conditioning in the behavioral science literature, and that's exactly what we were talking about earlier. That you can lay down tracks that are subliminal and have an impact, and we've actually seen the same thing like you're talking about in films. We absolutely know that works. It's effective, and you're absolutely right.
So where do we go? What do you see down the road with the music?
Well, again, I think that if people grasp what we've talked about today and spread it throughout the music world, the musicians are such a source of inspiration, and the whole culture is so musically oriented that we're ultimately going to have as powerful effect of any activist organization in the world. You know, I completely endorse Black Lives Matter. I endorse every single activism organization that is addressing these problems with peaceful initiatives. But I think the most powerful, as we've been talking about, we can spread the music, we can share the music, we can transpose the music. We have that capability right now. These are practical things that we can do right now to make a difference. We have to remember, as I mentioned earlier, that when we are playing this music, just like it's subliminal, it's going out and touching people like a pebble in a pond outputs these waves that touch the farthest shores. People are receiving this information. Now, for those of you who are Christians or Judeo-Christians, really, you can go into the Bible. My belief, and I'm thrilled to say this, I'm honored to say this, that you can go to Revelation 3, 6 through 8, and in the Old Testament, Isaiah 22:22. In my opinion, based on the evidence I'm looking at, given we've talked about love being the universal healer, 528, love being the most important frequency to play our music in, I believe this is the key, the prophesied key to the house of David that opens doors that no man can open and closes doors that no man can close. That indicates spiritual portals that are divine. I believe this is the solution. We really need to get back in communion divine with the laws that the Creator has laid out, not man's laws, God's laws. And I believe that 528 frequency is a musical note that opens these doors in people's hearts. So I believe that this is where we're going. The more we talk about 528 love, the more we talk about the white supremacy issues that have suppressed 528 love, the more we can get back into understanding we are powerful, spirit-filled beings that can make a difference, not only in our own lives, for our own health and happiness, we can do it for each other as brothers and sisters.
All right, and Max just texted. I guess he's joined us late. He says, please ask him if any of Bob Marley's music is 528.
I haven't checked. Why don't you do some research on that, Max? That would be really, really cool. Again, I don't know if Bob Marley, like John Lennon, had any indication. I know Ziggy Marley is being strongly encouraged by friends of mine who have I've gotten my autographed copy of the Book of 528 to Ziggy, and I pray that every recording artist will integrate this understanding, and as a result, they will be producing not just enjoyable music for entertainment, they'll be enjoying and producing medicinal music.
But you say you can detect a 528 song or production. For a non-musician like myself, is there a way that I could do the same?
It may not be easy for, let's say, the most people who are not sensitive anymore, because again, we through the conditioning, we've all been degenerated. We're not so much spiritual beings anymore because of the manipulations, although fundamentally we are, and we can restore that. But again, the question is, you know, for every listener, everybody's different. Everybody's a little different sensitivity and, you know, creative inspiration-wise as well. So my recommendation is simply go to 528radio.com and start to listen to that music. Like we had one of the callers call in recently, call in earlier, who said that as they are living this 528 frequency now and listening to it, their lives are changing for the better. And that's what I recommend. Every single one of us can do a simple test. Go on to 528radio.com, start to listen to your favorite genre. If you like it, contribute to it. Add your music. Transpose your music. It's free. That's a free service on there. And then basically, that's going to build the playlists. That's going to build the genres of music that people are listening to. And ultimately, that's going to be a test for each and every one of us, I guess, isn't it?
You're right. Yeah. And Max, who's Maxine, actually texted back and she says she's going to do that. So, Maxine, when you do that, please let us know if Marley is in 528, because the song that we play, our bumping music going when we go into the awards commercials, you hear the drummers. And I just mentioned the drummers. That's a Marley song, actually. So that'd be interesting to find out if that's 528, if somehow we just pull that out and figure out that it was 528. It was some sort of divine intervention right there. But, Dr. Horowitz, the next genre, the next big music that's coming down the pipe, do you have any idea what it is, what it will be? Will it be an extension of what we're hearing now? Will it be, for our kind of music, they talk about neo-soul, or will it be more rap or a combination? How do you see it?
I think it probably would be. My prayer is that it's going to be 528 exclusively. And having said that, Carl, we really need your help, and we need everyone who's listening your help. This is our project together. It's not just Dr. Leonard Horowitz's project or Sherry Kane's project. Right now, for example, we have a need for a DJ in rhythm and blues. We want to launch a 528 rhythm and blues station on 528radio.com. So this is where we're at. This is a project. We're all in this together. We're all being damaged, and we can all work to common solution here.
All right, because we have about 30 seconds left. How can folks reach you, especially those that, if you want looking for an R&B DJ? How do they get to you, Doc?
Probably the best thing to do, let me output the email address, is editor, E-D-I-T-O-R, editor, at medicalveritas.org. That's medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L, veritas, that means truth. Veritas is V-E-R-I-T-A-S.org. And also go to 528revolution.com. Great information there, and you can contact us also there through the radio station.
Right, you have the 528 music coming. Doc, we got to go, but thanks a lot. Folks, we're out of here. We're running late as usual. Stay strong, stay positive, stay in the light. We'll see you tomorrow at 4 o'clock right here on 1450 WOL, where information is power.